Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday. I'm Richard Jones. And the news for today is that malting barley premiums for this season look like being well above last year's, with reports from south of the border showing lower yields and higher nitrogens than expected. Trading is limited at the moment while the maltsters wait to see what happens with our crops north of the border. All we want now is that much needed sunny spell to get going with our own harvest and bring on the ripening process. Wheat pricing south of the border is still fairly weak compared to a few weeks ago, and the low 160s per tonne is still the mark, with quality being a real issue in some parts. Now today we're going back to the invaluable work of the Royal Highland Education Trust. Here's Director David Lockett. He's telling us how they actually get children out of the classroom and onto farm and give them a real hands-on experience of farm life.
We talk to the schools and we're quite structured in that we have to go through obviously all the usual risk assessments and to make sure we've got our washing facilities and everything. And we stick to a fairly organised programme. And we organise our days on the farm so that the children can experience as many aspects of farming as we can possibly cram in. Time's usually the problem in a day because we have an awful lot of ground to cover.
So the key thing is connection with the schools. Where do you take them?
We have a selected group of farms where they can come onto. We have dairy farms, beef, sheep, arable farms, so they can experience basically the full range of farming activities. And in the winter months, we can produce speakers who will go into classrooms, and we'll even take our big plastic cow along and set her up in a school playground so people can have a go at milking at all times of year.
Well, I think it's amazing that it's run almost entirely by volunteers.
Well, we're always looking for new volunteers. We're looking for farmers who have children on their farms and also go out and do classroom speaking.
So a little appeal there for more help with the work of the RHET. Just look at their website, rhet.org.uk, and likewise the same applies if you're a school wanting some countryside education. Our website, rhet.org.uk. And don't forget, if you want to listen again to any of our MFR farming programmes or catch up with what you've missed, just go to our own webpage, mfr.co.uk/farming, and you'll find our Listen Again feature. But with that, I'll leave you for this week. Do have a good weekend, and I'll be back Monday as usual, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR farming.